Saga Egmont presents When We Were Killers by C.F. Barrington. Read by Thorin Ferguson. Prologue. Life lingered in her. For 30 years, those words have tortured me. They've burned holes in me and gnawed at my soul. Even now, I still wake in the small hours to find them circling my head, like vultures waiting for something to die. Life lingered in her. What the hell was a remark like that even doing amongst the Spartan narrative of an incident report in the Edinburgh Evening News? A phrase so prosaic, so colourful, so damn subjective. Perhaps, if the copy editor had been doing their job properly, they might have saved me half a lifetime of pain. Life lingered in her. So many questions. How long did it linger? Time enough for the five of us to reconsider and scramble down the rocks to save her? Was she conscious? Could she see us far above? Silhouetted against the first smudge of dawn. Since that night, I've lain beside her 1,000 times. I've felt the implacable cold of the stone beneath our spines and tasted the iron tang of blood in her throat. Together we've stared up at the pole star and Ursa Major, then watched the weather change. A frontier of cloud creeping from the west, like a surreptitious army, extinguishing the stars one by one. Then the arrival of a squall, raindrops pummeling the rocks and punching our upturned faces, telling us this is a bloody stupid place to die. The rain really did hit hard that night, and only receded in the first pale inkling of morning, as we peered one final time over the edge, then fled for the car. She looked dead. That's what we convinced ourselves as we cursed each other beside the lay-by and clambered into the vehicle. So that was all that mattered. In the decades since, I've wondered time and again if the others are still haunted by their actions in those pivotal moments, or whether, long ago, they shifted seamlessly into the privileged lives they were always supposed to lead, forging enviable careers and raising beautiful families. Maybe it's just me who lies beside her each night, broken, depleted, waiting for life to linger no more. Part 1. Martinmas. Chapter 1. My life has been defined by tragedy, and yet I begin with hope. Hope Finola D'Angelo. An odd name for a soul so grave, so lost in her own memories. I think of her around our fires, flames dancing in her Titian eyes and making them sparkle copper, long legs pulled up in a protective hug, raven hair cascading onto her shoulders, her delicate nose scrunched and her brow furrowed. A woman who captivated me from the moment we met. "Humans have forgotten how to be nocturnal," she said once, her breath spiced with wine and warm against my cheek. "Everything thrilling happens under night skies." It was a typical Hope declaration, earnest, carefully deliberated, and strangely indisputable. Those words have stayed with me because they summed up everything we shared during that crazy period. The thrills, the tragedies, and the endless crepuscular heavens. Hope would speak to us of equinoxes and solstices, of Imbolc.